Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Ted, the foul-mouthed, pot-smoking teddy bear, voiced by Seth MacFarlane, doesn't have any sort of male equipment, so he has a very surprising announcement to his best friend, Mark Wahlberg, in Ted 2.
Tammy Lynn and I are gonna have a baby.
That's awesome! Wait, how do you guys...
We need a sperm donut.
And when they turn to Tom Brady of the deflated ball scandal as the source of that donation, the movie provides one of its funniest, most outrageous scenes. But there's also a tedious theme that seems to be almost serious about equal rights for talking teddy bears.
We'll get a lawyer and we'll sue the government for your civil rights.
They've denied you the same rights as everybody else just because you're different.
You want to be human in the eyes of the law. The important thing about being human is making a contribution to society.
And no, this movie is not a contribution to society, and yes, that is the voice of Morgan Freeman. Look, Ted is gross, it's repetitive, it's outrageous, it's stupid, and occasionally very, very funny. The problem with the film is its central plot is silly and almost preachy. A ridiculous villain, played by Giovanni Ribisi, is brought back from the original film, and the movie is at least a half hour too long, so that it runs out of gas and out of laughs. Of course, Ted is rated a very hard R, with record-setting levels of F-word deployment, and so many scenes of doing stupid things while stoned on marijuana that it could actually send an anti-pot message. It's called Ted 2 and deserves only 2 stars.